Get your seat on the end.
Vegetables and sharp ice.
Okay, thank you.
Katie.
Boys.
Okay, we're going to get ready to start. I'm going to do a countdown from 5 to begin the audio cast of the meeting. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the duly scheduled meeting of the Judiciary Committee for August 9, 2021. Ms. Lindgren, will you call the roll?
Certainly.
Ms. Lindgren, will you call the roll?
Certainly. We have Chair Levine, Member Zabrowski, Member Lessen, Member Bronstein, Member Court, Member Steck, Member Seawright, Member Wallace, Member Cruz, Member McMahon, Member Contain, Member Rajkumar,
Member Montesano,
Member Narr, Member Walsh, Member Burns, Member Brown, and Member Tennessee.
Thank you, Ms. Lindgren. Quorum being present here in the meeting. I'm going to have a few opening remarks, and then we will be going into an executive session. We convene here today for an executive session of the Judiciary Committee of the New York State Assembly to talk about the committee's ongoing impeachment investigation of Governor Cuomo. Let me address the report that the Attorney General issued on Tuesday. We commend the Attorney General on her work and her agreement to provide relevant materials to this committee. The findings, the content of the report are deeply disturbing. We will review that report in detail, including the underlying evidence, and consider it together with this committee's own independent investigation. The governor's attorneys have criticized that report and their access to underlying information. Those issues should be directed to the Attorney General and not this committee. The governor and his lawyers have responded to the Attorney General's report repeatedly, and we will review those statements and submissions and allow the governor to provide further information should he choose to do so. The governor will have the opportunity to address issues of sexual harassment, as well as issues relating to the use of public resources to write his book, allegations relating to the nursing home deaths and the various statements and reports relating to that issue, allegations relating to the preferential access to COVID. To use of public resources to write his book, allegations relating to the nursing home deaths and the various statements and reports relating to that issue, allegations relating to preferential access to COVID-19 testing, and any other issues the governor wishes to address. As to the process of this committee, our investigation remains confidential, as it should be. And at the appropriate time, and as early as later this month, we will discuss the evidence publicly in an open and transparent manner once the investigation is either completed or very close to completion. The governor's lawyers have said that he wants to be treated fairly, quote, like anyone else in this country, unquote, and he will be. And I'm reminded of the words of a wonderful judge in whose courtroom I was once privileged to work a lot. In a court of American law, no one is above the law. Those words are as true today as they were a long time ago when I first heard them. During an investigation, evidence is not released publicly by the investigator. That confidentiality is critical to protect the witnesses who have come forward from retaliation of any sort. Beyond normal considerations, here there are sensitive issues with respect to sexual harassment and sexual assault, including very personal information, which we must protect and which we will protect.
At the very beginning of this investigation, the Judiciary Committee served formal notice on the Executive Chamber that there was to be no retaliation against any potential witness or witnesses in this matter, and we remain committed to that principle. We will protect the alleged victims and the witnesses here. Today, the committee's independent outside counsel, Davis Polk, will update the members of the committee on the results and current status of the investigation, and we will discuss the process the committee will employ moving forward, including the scheduling of public and executive sessions in the weeks to come. After the executive session today, I will present a more detailed statement on the Judiciary Committee's contemplated schedule for completing this investigation and the next steps, including the opportunity that we will extend to the governor to provide any additional information to the committee before it makes any final recommendations to the assembly. I am now about to make a motion to go into executive session. Because the committee will be discussing matters that may disclose information relating to current and future investigations, the disclosure of which could jeopardize the effectiveness of the investigations and effective enforcement and application of pertinent laws, I hereby move, pursuant to the provisions of the Public Officers Law, Section 105, that this committee conduct its meeting relative to the status and progress of the investigation into the existence of grounds for the impeachment of the governor in executive session, at which only the members of this committee and its counsels may be present. Is there a second?
Second.
Any opposition? That motion carries. Thank you. We're about to go into executive session.